And we have a guest in studio this morning for a community conversation. West Bend School Superintendent Jen Wimmer is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to have you pull that a little closer to you there.
Good morning.
There we go. That's better. All right. So how's things?
Things are great. I'm with you on fall. I like a brisk morning. I like my cool evenings and enjoy some sunshine throughout the day. Things are wonderful. We're on about our 10th day of school, but I think the hottest topic, everyone's wondering what's going on at the high school.
Right.
Because certainly there was some disruption over the last couple days that our staff were navigating. I think any time that we've got about 2,000 students under one roof, conflicts arise. We wish that everyone would seek the support that's at school to resolve those conflicts, whether it's horseplay gone awry or students voicing concerns and trying to figure out how to advocate. You know, one of our jobs is to help everyone advocate for what they believe in, whether it's from the classroom to the boardroom. So
sure.
we'd prefer that they seek those supports around them, such as their teachers, administrators, counselors, family liaisons, trusted coaches, etc., to help them resolve conflict. But when they create a disruption and they, you know, kind of violate the expectations of behavior, we deal with that with consequences.
Sure.
So there were certainly some consequences last week. We had a very small food fight disrupt our cafeteria operations. I think what might have been confusing or adding some layers of confusion was one of our pieces is to go into a hold where we restrict movement of outside classes, et cetera. And I think some people in the community perceive that as a lockdown, that there was some kind of other thing going on. But a hold is simply where we just keep kids in their classroom. Everything continues, instruction continues, all of that. But in the case of the cafeteria, we did move students from that area.
Sure.
To, again, so it doesn't spill over. Sometimes those things, when you have hundreds in a room, can get pretty disruptive. So we try and squelch that immediately. So
sure, sure. And you're looking at, how does it go in the steps now? The police were there and they talked about some potential for a disorderly conduct citation. Do they act first or does the district act first? Do you both do your own thing or how does that go?
Sure. Sometimes we work in partnership with our local law enforcement. We certainly have some school resource officers. On that day, there was support provided from the city of West Bend. And sometimes we're working in concert. Sometimes we're co-investigating different pieces. You know, you'll see schools release information, in that moment they release something just to assure people that there were no physical altercations in that. There were no, with that food fight disruption. And then oftentimes we're administering school consequences and then making referral to local law enforcement. And then they're administering their consequences. So, again, they can be kind of happening parallel with each other.
Okay. All right. And So, since it's kids, you can't discuss what's going to happen to them. I get that. So we'll
know that disruptions of that magnitude result in suspensions and progressive discipline consequences, referral to law enforcement, potential disorderly conduct tickets, citations of various magnitudes. So those are dealt with. Again, that's not a culture and climate that we would want in our schools. And,
right.
And again, find other avenues. We'll work with students to find other avenues of support for conflict.
There we go. That mm-hmm. sounds good. So so we're 10 days in, and we've had some athletic success.
We have. We had a really exciting weekend. It was packed last weekend. Started it with the East football game. I have never been more impressed with the student section. It was amazing to see. I said, when they roll up with their own karaoke machine, you know that they meant business. They had cheers, chants, karaoke, and did a great job. So, West, it's your turn this Friday for the home game. An exciting thing about football, though, we did make sure that all of our games are free for anyone 12 and under. It used to be that just students in our district were free of charge to come in. However, you know, sometimes little ones don't have IDs, and, you know, we really want to support a family friendly community event. We have the uniqueness of having two high schools. So we have an every Friday home game, and it's just a wonderful community event. So, you know, when you're coming as a family, we support that, and all children, regardless of your attendance in our schools, 12 and under are free.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And then this weekend, I went to my first Trail Sharks mountain bike event, and it was amazing. That was at Manuka Park in Waukesha. We host the community countywide team. So we co-opt that and host that. When I went into the park, people had been camping for multiple days. It was really an event. There were thousands. Just seeing all the school tents, seeing our students from across the county competing. There is a shark mascot. I saw it on the sidelines cheering. So that was a really neat experience, one that I didn't have the opportunity for last year. So that was my first time getting to see that.
Well, it's a relatively new sport, though, for West Bend, I think.
I would have to look at the history of that. But we have a large countywide team and really committed advisors. Rob Wilmus coordinates that on our end and for the county and does an amazing job.
Okay.
Real sense of team, even when you're pulling people from across the county. Now, something to be proud of.
Yeah, where do they usually compete? Do you know?
I believe they compete in large spaces, parks like that.
Okay.
I think Manuka Park is our closest
one.
They are competing, I believe, again this weekend. I would have to check. I know that if you look on our athletics pages for each, you can check out. They are competing, but I cannot recall where their location is this weekend.
Okay, but fun to see. And I've seen some pictures. I've seen some stuff on Facebook. And it looks like they're pretty intense.
They are. And just amazing conditions. The students were saying, you know, we were asking about conditions, and they said, you know, it was a little dry on the course, but it was intense, and they're really giving it their all. So it was great to see. Also, this past weekend, I was at the mountain bike, but FaceTiming in to watch the first. This might become annual.
Oh,
we talked about
yeah.
it before. The goalpost and goggles, where the East and West swimmers and football team joined forces for a fundraiser. They raised $2,000 for the swim team, but they joined forces in an East-West battle with swimmers and the football team.
And they had a lot of kids. I saw pictures.
It was amazing. Some really nail biters for the end of their races, doing a great job. I enjoyed the pictures that were coming in of their practices prior and some members of the football team, you know, making note that, wow, this is really difficult. There were quite a few of people kind of laying on the pool deck catching their breath after. They might need to work that into their conditioning routine,
there
a little
you go.
More swim. So I think there was a healthy respect for both teams for the work that they do. Also, speaking of fundraiser, our East and West Youth Impact Club held their 5K butterfly run this past weekend. They raised almost $10,000 for mental wellness, suicide prevention programs in schools. So just wonderful work and advocacy on behalf of the Youth Impact Club. And thank you to everyone in the community for coming out to support that event as well.
Yeah, yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff. So, I know you. There's still a need for bus drivers.
There is. There always is a need for bus drivers. So you can check out Go Right Way, who is our partner. There's signs in the community at all of our schools how to get connected. There's also online. And then we also hire a slate of our own drivers. We do a lot of just small runs, maybe midday things. So we too, have a crew of drivers who do that. But yeah, I mean, advocating for anyone, not just our own district, but if you're hearing this and thinking about your own community, of course, I want you to come join us. However, if you're in your own community, please connect with your local bus company, because this is not a shortage that's unique to West Bend nor
right.
the region. It's really nationwide. I want to say Minnesota just called in the National Guard to drive buses.
I saw that.
Yeah, it again.
Yeah, I can't remember where it was, but I did see that.
So, things are not to that stage. Our routes are covered. It gets tight when we have extra runs like covering athletics or our special events. But, you know, thankful for the partnership. And if anyone in the community is willing, you can create, if you're not interested in a daily schedule for driving a bus, just even having you on deck for, again, field trips, athletic events, things like that, or being a sub where you have the flexibility to say yes or no on the days you drive could really create an opportunity for you. So please get connected.
Sure. And I know there were some routes that were kind of long for a while, but that's kind of the nature of the beast at this point, I'm afraid.
Well, not just that. There's always some startup. There's always lengthy things with startup. You know, you're getting kids acclimated to finding their bus. They're leaving the schools late. But we did have some combined routes in the beginning, which have since been separated. So that's easing back on some of that time. We're getting more efficient from kids finding their bus in schools. We're working on the communication systems so families aren't wondering. You know, if anything's delayed significantly, we're putting communications in place where we can kind of send an automated message. There is an app that will be forthcoming with supply chain issues that are not new to anyone. The electronic mechanisms are delayed in getting here for installation on our buses. Mm-hmm. But I've utilized an app like that before, and it just shows families and students in real time where their bus is so they can see it. Because I think sometimes that's that worst part, right? Just the not knowing.
Oh, yeah.
So we're cleaning up our interim communication and looking forward to that app, which would help people too.
Right, right. And I saw something the other day that was a reply to a couple of Facebook posts where people were saying that maybe their information isn't current to get notifications and things like that. How do people check that and fix that if it's wrong?
Sure. So anyone, and we do that, there's a couple of reminders in our last few newsletters around receiving communications. You would go into a Skyward system and change your communications, making sure you have the right contact info, the right communication preferences set. You can contact your local school. They can help walk you through that process if you're unsure that you have your settings done correctly. But we also put that reminder in our most recent newsletters, which can be found online as well.
Okay. All right. West Bend School Superintendent Jen Wimmer with us. Hey, homecoming is back.
Homecoming is coming up. We are in probably the final stages of planning the parade. So we're really excited about that. During the week of homecoming, which is September 27th through October 1st, they have all the sports team with the East-West matchups for a little rivalry leading into that final homecoming game and those events. But we're looking forward to the parade, looking forward to all the events. We're in the final stages of planning the homecoming dance and just really excited to have those things. They're great community events. So we encourage everyone to come and cheer for whichever side. I get to cheer for both.
See, there you go.
I walk away with a win on everything in that week. So it's very exciting for me. So
there you go. But again, it's part of the return to normalcy that everybody has been so
craving.
Happy about. Yes, there you go.
Just craving experiences. So we're happy to have those things back. I would be remiss if I didn't mention that, you know, we still are navigating COVID and illness in schools. We have a phased mitigation plan that we work very closely with our public health department to look at and analyze classroom data every single day. We did have our first, the Rolfs 4K Center. We have early learning and 4K there. We do not have COVID cases necessarily, but we were seeing a rise in illness. So we have moved those students through the phases. Now, obviously, our little ones don't wear face coverings, things like that. But we just have heightened monitoring for illness on that campus. We're seeing a lot of runny noses, congestion, some intermittent fever type things. And we always, you know, in the age of, you know, still being with a pandemic, we want to make sure that we're communicating, making people aware and monitoring very closely.
But you're 4 years old. I think your nose runs constantly anyway.
We did look back at attendance data from 3 years ago. It's arrived a little earlier. But in our work with Children's Hospital, they said they are actually seeing, you know, regular respiratory illness, other illness arrive on the doorstep just a few weeks earlier than anticipated. Generally, it's about mid-October. So
yeah,
but we're just leading the way, I guess.
Sure. You know, but it's you know, that's what 4-year-olds do.
They do. They really do. And I think our best defense is for anyone, whether you're it's your students, a staff member. You know, if you're not feeling well, stay home.
Right.
We'll make arrangements. That's the best thing we can do is to ensure, because we want everyone to be healthy and we don't want to spread illness of any kind. So
right.
Just stay home. We'll make arrangements and make sure that you get caught up on your learning or can access your classroom. And it's going to take all of us to continue that kind of diligence.
Right, right. What else is going on? What other good news from the West Bend School District?
Oh, our clubs are starting in the next week. We have a lot of co-curricular offerings. There's over 35 offerings at the high school, and Badger and Silverbrook have additional opportunities. I know for our younger students at elementary age, there might be, in conjunction with partnership, oftentimes with the Y or other entities, opportunities for after-school clubs and activities. So get connected with your school. Find out what those are. Get involved. Our drama club, the musical, they're going to be performing Shrek later this year.
Ooh.
So I'm looking forward to my first musical and performance. But we have things like mock trial, National Honor Society, Interact. There's so many things. I would encourage everyone, as you said, as we kind of return to some of all those extra things about school, to just get involved and find something that you want to try or get interested in. So try out those clubs. And I know we mentioned football, but fall athletics is solidly underway. There's an event to watch almost every night of the week, whether it's soccer, volleyball, tennis. We have great fan sections. I've seen a couple shots from the crowd at volleyball. You know, our students are getting excited about being events. If they're not on the court or on the field, they're in the stands cheering,
right.
And I really love to see that. So I would encourage you to get involved if you're a student or if you're a community member to come out and watch and support.
Yeah, because now, because the restrictions on number of spectators, those are gone.
The only thing that's restricted is as we navigate how big swim teams are, we have a pretty small pool viewing area.
There's not a lot of room in there.
There's not a lot of room for our events. Certainly, we don't have capacity restrictions. But as we figure out kind of how big the teams are, we don't want to create a situation where people arrive and we didn't have enough room for them to spectate. But there's no capacity limits on those pieces. But that's the only one we kind of keep our eye on.
Right. Just
making sure there's enough room
right,
for everyone. Not
it.
That I need them spaced apart,
right?
But just making sure we have enough room for everyone.
Right, yeah, because there's not a lot of space in there.
There's not.
So,
but we really make it work. There's some really amazing events centered around swimming, whether it's the Dolphins, the event this past weekend, the teams that do amazing work, or the community swim lessons in teams that we support. We make it work for us.
Sure. What else is on your list?
You know, that's it. Just get involved. Get excited about supporting our students and come in and join the fun homecoming week. It'll be a great and exciting time. So
yeah.
We hope to see you at the parade.
Hosty and Olivia, my new student reporters, were in last week.
Wonderful.
And they're very excited about normal homecoming this year, I got to say.
We all are.
So, looking forward to that. And the parade is what? It's on Friday afternoon, I believe.
I believe so.
On Friday, which is the first.
Correct.
So
precedes the big game.
Yep, exactly. Well, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for the invitation. Always great to share what's going on in our schools with the community.